Hey, hey, welcome back to Why Not the Podcast with your hosts.
There is sound coming from somewhere.
There is sound coming from somewhere.
That's weird. Shouldn't be.
Hello?
Is it because I got the track monitor on? I'll turn the track monitor off. Right.
From the top. Hey, 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 welcome back to Why Not the Podcast with your host.
I am Ben, I'm Benjamin Owen.
And Rachel. It is a nice sunny day. We are filming on Monday.
Yes.
It's lush.
It's beautiful.
Blue sky.
Is it blue? Oh my gosh, it looks like the sea.
And happy one day before Easter.
It's good everybody. Thursday.
It's good Thursday.
We love good Thursday. Is it one day before Easter or is it 3 days before Easter? Because Easter's Sunday really, isn't it? Good Friday,
Easter
Saturday,
weekend.
Easter Sunday, Easter Monday.
Easter weekend.
Yeah, it's Good Thursday. Happy Good Thursday. How are you?
Happy. This is when Jesus got arrested.
Yeah? Mm. And died.
No.
Oh.
That's on Friday.
I'm forgetting that we're doing a Good Thursday one.
You literally said Good Thursday so many times.
I don't listen to myself. How are you?
I am good. I've been busy doing assessments and recording for church, like goo stuff.
Yeah.
Planning on goo stuff.
Yeah. But it's been fun.
It's been very fun.
I think you can sense a new high energy now that it's sunny.
Yes.
And everyone's happy. Yes. One day we'll record outside.
I wouldn't say I struggle with sad.
Seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah. But it does affect me.
I think everyone has it to a degree.
Yeah.
But I think it's because you've got shorter days. You're tired later and you're tired earlier. Mm. Whereas now it's light, you're awake. And then later it's light, you're awake. You're like, I can't go to sleep. It's sunny outside.
And the clocks.
And the clocks, yeah. What time's sunset today?
No idea.
I feel like that's a really British thing to be like, you know, the sun's setting at 7:35 today.
We were planning on setting a timer, but we forgot to set a timer, or can you tell?
It's the intro.
Okay, how are you?
It's fine. I am great.
Good. Is that it?
Good, yeah. Well, Rachel, I've already asked you.
I've asked you, how are you?
Yeah, and I said good.
And that was it.
I've been at work.
Okay.
I've been at work. I did some filming for Goo. I've almost got 400% complete on Spider-Man. By the time you're listening, I've got 400% complete on Spider-Man.
Also, if you can hear that sound.
That's a leaf.
It's a leaf because the windows are open.
Yeah.
To be honest, when you listen to this, apparently it drops down in temperature again. But.
I hope you're enjoying the cold, everyone. It's really sunny and warm today.
Yes, windows open, first time in a long time.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Rachel Hall.
Yes.
What's coming up?
You know the drill. It is the same.
It is the same.
We have tea with a special guest.
My mother. My mother. I was trying to predict what you were saying and say it at the same time.
Catherine Hall. Then we have the weekly watch list. Hot topic.
I wonder if next week my mum will be on it.
We can do if you want.
Okay.
And this week on Hot Topic, we are talking about forgiveness.
Because it's Good Thursday.
It's Good Thursday. And then we're going to do a game, which I'm excited for. Yes. I hope it works.
I don't think it will.
Okay. We'll see.
What were we going to say? We were going to say, do you want to hear some music and get into the next segment?
Yeah.
Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't, was it? What were you going to say?
I can't remember.
Okay, well, here's some music.
It is time for tea with.
The theme tune for tea with is.
I have theme tunes for everything in my life.
Yeah, but that's not a good one.
I was trying to think of a noise of what a tea cup sounds like, but anyway.
Hold on, I've got a tea cup. I'm at the other side of the room.
So this week we have the one and only Catherine Hall, my mother, ladies and gentlemen. She didn't do an intro because I think She's working, so she literally had 30 seconds.
Yeah, and there's 3 seconds of silence and 2 seconds of question. So here's that question.
What would you?
My phone just randomly locked.
What would you say is each other's worst habit?
What would you say is each other's worst habit?
I have no idea.
You have no idea? Oof, where to begin?
That's my issue. That's my issue. Because I wouldn't say it's a bad habit, it's just one of the traits that you do.
Go on, what?
I don't know, there's loads. I need to think.
I think the worst thing that you ever do, peeves me, it grinds me to the bone, is that we'll be in a conversation, we'll be doing something, and you'll just leave. You won't say, I'm going to the toilet. You won't go, oh, I just need to do this. I'm just going to speak to this person. You'll just go, mid-conversation. You just walk off.
I do that.
It's horrible. I hate it.
I'm sorry.
You should be.
But sometimes I'm sat, and we're sat in silence, so I just get up and go to the toilet.
But if we're together, if we're doing something, you don't just leave. You just, if you're together in a social setting, it's common courtesy to go, I'm going to go and speak to this person. I'm going to the toilet. Oh, I'm going to go and do this while I remember.
But when I say that, you go...
It's better than you just leaving. You just leave. We're running out of time. Don't stop and look at the timer. Tell me what you hate.
Your worst habit, I've got a couple. So one of them is...
I want to add one.
One of them is... he doesn't admit that he's messy.
I'm not.
You are. I'm without not. Fail. You're not going to do it this week because we've not eaten anything with packets in here. But without fail, every week when you're at mine, I go, can you put that in the bin before you go? And he doesn't. I always end up coming in. Yes, I do.
You don't. We've had what this you conversation do is, before. As I'm leaving, you go, you've left so much stuff here.
Yeah, but I shouldn't need to say that. You should just do it.
The car just started and they probably heard it. That's nice for you, isn't it, guys?
You should just know you don't leave rubbish around.
I don't.
But my issue is not the leaving rubbish around. You ready, guys? He doesn't admit that he leaves rubbish around.
I'll only leave it if I left in a rush.
You've had all weekend to throw the flipping sweet wrappers in the bin.
No.
So that's one of them. Have you got another one to add about me?
No. It's your second one.
My second one.
Because you've decided you hate two things about me because you don't love me.
So kind of added on to me walking away. If I ever need to go somewhere and if I do tell him, he moans about it.
Because you don't tell me.
Not always. You
wait until the last second.
And you're like,
oh, I need to do this.
I'm going to go talk to this person. Why?
Because you still do this mid-conversation.
No, I don't, not always.
She does.
Or another one is, he always goes, are you okay? Are you okay?
I'm not letting you add a third.
Are you okay? Well, yes, this has been okay.
This has been it for tea with. I'm adding, you're greedy. Because you just took three. You said what's the thing that annoys you the most. And you're like, I'll have three, please.
No, but you always ask me if I'm okay. And then I'm like, yeah, I am. He's like, are you sure? Yes. Are you positive? Yes, I am. I'll tell you an annoying thing. Not an annoying thing. One thing that scares me, though, Ben, is I'm very sarcastic. And I always do say inappropriate stuff on purpose. So, for example, we're in the meeting the other day in Goo. We were talking about handing out Easter eggs to the kids. And I said, Jane, oh, Jane, can we have some? As a joke. But I get scared people really take me the wrong way. And I'm not asking for anything. I'm not trying to be greedy or anything. It's just a joke. And I get really, really self-conscious.
Yes.
Have you got another one for me?
No, because okay. We're timing these segments now so that it works, that we could each pick one thing.
Well, you took can three. Add another one.
No, there's no time.
Well, I can cut out one of my weeks.
There's no time.
I want you to say
I don't have a second it. One. I don't have anything horrible to say because unlike someone, I love you.
That means you've got more flaws than me.
This has been it that for was Tea sarcasm. With. Thank you for joining us for Tea With. Here's some music. Rachel Kate Hall, Guess what time it is?
What?
It's the time for the weekly watch list.
12. Oh, it's past 12, is
it? It is, 12? Yeah. It's time for the weekly watch list, though, which okay. is great, because what's our favourite thing about this segment, Rach?
We recommend stuff.
Yeah, we love doing it, because we watch things sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you want to get in first with yours?
Can do.
Cool.
I think I'm saying this on behalf of both of us, even though you didn't watch it probably last night.
Yeah, I'd say your second one is more on behalf of both of us.
Line of Duty is back, season 6. Yes, we recommended it before, but we're going to recommend season 6.
Yeah, as a Scottish to be honest, lady.
You can start wherever you want. Some things will be confusing to you, but I think you can watch season 6 without watching any others.
I also imagine there's probably, you could look on YouTube, there'll be recaps of here's what happened seasons 1 through 5.
But yeah, any theories so far?
Any theories so far?
Had the same with me, didn't you?
But spoilies. Okay, here's a spoiler. Skip 15 seconds ahead. Rach, what we think's going to happen is...
Kate is deep, 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 deep undercover.
Yeah, and even Arnott doesn't know. And
yeah.
Just Hastings know. Maybe he doesn't know. Mm. Maybe AC-13.
Yeah, I said he should be working for a higher thing.
Yeah, God.
Yeah.
He's the only higher power.
But I feel like it is a little bit too soon for fairies.
Yeah. You need to be halfway through, I think, to get a grasp on what's happening.
Because it can be literally anyone.
Yeah. Welcome back, spoiler-free people. How are you?
Next one,
yeah.
Taskmaster. Back with Lee Mack.
I love Taskmaster. And Charlotte Ritchie and Jamali Maddox.
Charlotte Ritchie is from...
Ghosts. Yeah.
Mike
Wozniak.
I want him to win.
But you think he's Mike Wazowski.
Yeah.
He's brilliant. Jamali Maddox. You'll know him if you watch some of the Vice documentaries on Channel 4.
I think he's kind of that person where... You're in a conversation, it just makes you laugh non-stop.
I also think he's one of the ones on it. To be fair, I'd say most of them this year seem like they've watched it and they love it and they want to take part.
Apart from that Australian lady.
Oh, I don't like her. I don't like Sarah, her. Whatever you're called. If you're listening, turn off this podcast.
Like, the most annoying thing is, she wins a lot of the challenges.
Yeah.
But not because she does them interesting.
Yeah, she just...
Does it.
Yeah. And it's got to be fun, and she's not fun. And I think... No, she didn't win last week. Who won last week?
Mike Wozniak.
Mike, I love Mike. Oh.
Taskmaster, what is it?
Taskmaster, it's a show where basically 5 comedians from the Edinburgh Festival are pitted against each other by the Taskmaster, Greg Davies and Alex Horn. And they come up with tasks that you have to solve in a really creative way and you earn points and then you win. It's really good. I really enjoy it.
Tasks will be like, you have to... eat this egg.
No, one of them, to be fair, was an egg. Yeah, you had to cook an egg in some creative way.
And eat it.
Yeah, and you had to catch a rat, and it was a fake rat. It's a really cool show. You should watch it. It's great.
Have they ever done a Taskmaster at Edinburgh Festival?
That's how it started.
Okay.
That's why it's normally Edinburgh Festival comedians.
And then the final one, it's a film, it's called Instant Family. If you want to cry, if you want to laugh, it's amazing.
It's about adoption.
If you want to end up dreaming of adopting kids, watch it.
Yeah, or if you want to do a blindside situation like that lady, where she just wants to adopt... Does she want to adopt a black kid and teach him tennis, isn't it?
Basketball, I thought it
was. It's tennis, basketball, or American football. It's one of them. It's a sport that it's like, meh. She wants to do it because she's watched Blindside.
Yeah.
Is that all yours?
That's all mine.
Anything to say? To add on?
No.
No?
I've got a spoil.
Oh, no. Well, here are mine. Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's amazing. I love it. It's like espionage and loads of things are happening.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I think it's okay. There's not been too much, like, magical weirdness.
I thought that's what you like.
I do, but I don't. There's a limit, I think. Like, that last episode of WandaVision I didn't enjoy.
Okay. But you love Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I did. But I also like action and stuff. So, like, Line of Duty kind of action.
Yeah,
kind of
except when there's action in Marvel, you're like, ugh, this is boring.
No, because it drags on a bit. But, like, action where it's like, you have to figure out stuff.
I do think that's the good thing with TV action, is that, like, It's not very long. No. Like, in Falcon and the Winter Soldier, there's probably been about 8 minutes of action in two episodes.
Like, I could watch a whole Friends episode while you're flipping watching a Marvel fight scene.
Doesn't matter, they're great things. My next one, Daredevil. I'm not going to say too much about it. It's Marvel, kind of. It's on Netflix. It's really good. You should watch it. He punches some people and they're Russian and stuff. And then he's like, I'm Daredevil. And then by the day, he's like, I'm a lawyer and I'm blind. It's really good. You should watch it. And my final one is Invincible.
Didn't you recommend this last time?
No. In the first recommendation we did, I recommended the comic Invincible. Oh, okay. And now they've made it into a TV series. 8 episodes, 3 are out so far. It's amazing. It's pretty much comic accurate. It's animated, great cast. J.K. Simmons, as in J. Jonah Jameson. And Stephen Yeun from The Walking Dead, Glenn. It's really good. You should watch it. It's amazing. You wouldn't like it though, Rach. Because you're boring. I'm kidding. I love you. You're so much fun.
I like my shoes.
I do. I like Friends.
Yeah, but that's not my show.
No. It's not. It's
not
good.
Like Gilmore Girls or stuff like that.
Ugh. It's really good though. You should watch it. Not you. Yeah. Them. The people listening. Is that it for weekly watch list? I hope you watch your stuff and let us know what you think. Yeah, send us a DM, like, ugh, Rach, stop recommending Pretty Little Liars. Ugh. That's what I think people do. You should be. Okay, guys, I hope you're ready for what's sure to be a historic day. We're going to hear a new theme tune.
Because it's summer.
Hot Topic. Here we go. Improv on the spot.
It's getting hot outside, 'cause it's spring and summer. It's getting hot, so it's time for Hot Topic time. It made me chuckle.
Are you proud of that
one? You ruined my song. I need to remember that.
Well, you can listen to it back.
Okay, got to practice it.
Are you proud of it?
Yes, I literally made that up on the spot.
My brother records music, so you can go and record it in a professional environment if you like.
You know, and I did actually just make that up on the spot.
You did. It was top tier improv. Rachel Hall, it's Good Thursday. What does that mean? It means tomorrow's Good Friday. What does that mean? It means 2 days' time. It's Easter. Wow, what does that mean? It means chocolate.
No.
Yeah.
It means Jesus died on the cross.
But it also means chocolate.
And he saved us from our sins.
You can't get cream eggs in Christmas. I mean, you can now because they sell them early.
Heroes.
You can't get cream eggs
That's
in November.
That's why heroes are the best boxers, because you can get cream eggs.
Yeah. Who's your favourite hero? I like Deadpool.
I like Deadpool.
He's good, but he's no Spider-Man.
Yeah. I also like Cap.
Captain America?
Yes.
He's a good dude.
Anyway.
He's dead now. Well, he's not dead, but he's gone.
It is Hot Topic time.
It is Hot Topic time. Do you want to talk about it?
Oh, the sounds of cars pulling up.
We love it. It sounds like summer. We're running out of time.
Feels like summer.
We're running out of time.
Okay. So
forgiveness.
Today we are talking about forgiveness, the importance of forgiveness, and how we have forgiveness by the one and only.
Right, every time you sing it does take off from the time.
Okay, stop. So yeah, we're just going to talk about forgiveness and how the importance of Easter. And also how we can forgive in our lives. Because I feel like a lot of people struggle with this. In both aspects, people can forgive and forget really easily and not have time to heal. But also there's people who never forgive.
Yeah. And always remember.
Yes.
Give me that change you owe me, man. Yeah. Someone owes me change.
Yeah.
It's like 5p. But
I owe you probably a lot of money, but you owe me a lot of money too, so.
That's called balance.
So, we'll start with some scripture, which is in John 19.
Yeah, sorry. You can carry on. No sound was coming through for me and it was weird, but apparently it's picking it up.
Okay, so John 19:30, it says, when he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
Yes.
So. I think the main part of this is that it is finished. So, brief recap of what this chapter says. Read it. It's very interesting. A bit gruesome. And it's basically before it's him being on trial with Pilate and leading up to him being crucified on the cross. And I think the cool thing when you read in this chapter... The cool thing with this chapter is it hits you really hard, especially in the NIV version that I read. It hits you. It's like, oh my gosh, he went through all that pain and suffering. And then when you read the words, "It is finished," it's like a weight's been lifted off your shoulders. So I think it's pretty cool in the sense of it's the truth of what happened. And in John 3:16,
"For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that whoever believes in him may have eternal life."
Yeah, basically.
Basically? That was right.
There's some other bits, but it's okay.
What other bits?
They shall not perish, but have
eternal life. Yeah.
"But God did not give up." Anyway, I'll leave it there. Louder. Okay. I think... So that one that Ben's just said is basically saying how Jesus was sent to the earth to die for our sins. So we can be forgiven for whatever we do. We've been forgiven for what we're going to do in 10, 20, 30 years' time. We've been forgiven for what we've done yesterday, hundreds of years ago as well. And I think that's even cooler of being like, Jesus knew and he forgave us and he loves us so much. And God loves us so aboundingly. Is that the right word?
Abundantly? Yes. And forgived is forgave.
Forgave us.
Yes.
Anyway, God loves us so much that he sent his only... Just like think about you giving up your child, like how hard that must be. But he did it for us, which also means that we now don't have to suffer for what we've done and do anything like that. That's very theology-based, and maybe one day in the future we'll have someone who knows the Bible better than us.
Jesus! Imagine. We get the second comment.
You got me going now.
I can't remember when we... I can't wait until we can record in the rapture with Jesus as a guest.
Anyway, back to this. So what we're going to talk today is just basically about forgiveness and just letting you know you are forgiven for anything you've done and you're set free from that. But also how to walk in Jesus's footsteps of forgiving others, which I think is one of the most important things we need to do. So why is forgiveness important, Ben?
Why is forgiveness important? Let's check some notes that we wrote so that we know what to say. Why is it? It's good. It's good for your mental well-being.
Why?
Because if you're holding on to things, it's weighing on your mind. Sometimes, if things are weighing on my mind, I like to read my... I found a blog once that's called How to Cope with a Noisy Brain.
Mm-hmm.
And when you've got things like that, it's always going to be playing on your mind. You're always going to be like, them damn people doing these things. Ugh.
Yeah.
But if you let go of it, if you forgive, you can forget.
Yeah. I think it's like if you were in a room and someone had coronavirus.
Uh-huh. Where is this going?
Yeah, you're in a room. You're in a room, someone's got coronavirus, they cough on you.
Yeah.
And then that person gets coronavirus and then they cough on someone else and then they cough on another person and it's just a big cycle. If you don't forgive someone and then you go around, it's like if I don't forgive Ellie, my sister, so I can say this, and go to bed, oh, Ellie's annoying me. He'll be like, oh yeah, I get you. And then you just become very negative in every situation because you're holding on to a grudge. But also that can intercept with your other stuff in life because negativity is more powerful than positivity, I think.
Yeah. Because, well, it's like they're saying that the, I think it's probably what you were just about to allude to that I didn't realise, of the 10 things. So if someone says one negative thing about you, it's going to take 10 positive things to outweigh that. And it is that kind of thing of the environment, especially now that we're enclosed in a house with whoever we live with, that if one of us is always negative and always not forgiving people, that's going to become the culture of that environment.
Yeah, because if you're becoming a negative person, other people are going to find it hard to forgive you. And then they're going to become a negative person, and then the next person will be finding it hard to forgive them, if that makes sense. It's like the whole coronavirus situation I just told you.
Yeah.
But what we are saying is that forgiveness doesn't mean you're not hurting.
Yes.
Ben looks really confused.
I'm just checking the recording thing because something changed colour and I don't know what it means.
Okay.
That's fine, it jumped back to the start, that's why.
Okay. So what we're saying is, this is how Ben's written it in the notes. Forgiveness and hurt is different, mate.
Yep. Oh, you missed my favourite note.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that either because it's a bit rude. Okay, so we're not saying when you forgive someone you're not going to be hurting.
Yeah.
Because you are.
And that's, if you weren't, you don't really have something to forgive. If it's not hurt you, because then your reasons are selfish.
Yeah, yeah. And I think even if that person who's upset you hasn't apologised, still forgive them. Because they just might not realise they've hurt you. Like, they probably have no idea. So just forgive people because, yeah. That was my frame of thought then. But I think keeping that...
I get what you're saying. You have to keep a culture of forgiving people in your life. Otherwise, you're always going to be going around like, I hate everything, hate everyone. And trust issues come from not forgiving people.
Yeah. So I've been hurt in the past, and I'm still hurt by stuff. But I've forgiven that person for what they did to me and my family. Like, I forgave them, and it helped me a lot. And especially now, I think you could back me up on this. My therapist said some really funny stuff that I cannot repeat on here.
We can bleep things.
I can't. Because, yeah.
You get the impression if we would have needed to bleep things, what was said.
Yeah. She's lovely, by the way. It's nothing bad, but, yeah. Anyway, you can see a difference, I think, with me, with, you know who I'm talking about. From her telling me certain stuff. Is me, yes, I am going to be hurt.
Yeah.
But it's not my fault, and you need to just forgive him.
Yeah. There's always the thing of, you can forgive someone for being a bad person or doing a bad thing, because what that helps you to realise is, A, I didn't cause that thing, B, I'm not the bad person, or C, none of this actually matters, because there's no involvement.
Yeah. So in the Bible, another Bible, not another Bible, in the same Bible.
Another Bible. Don't you just love it when you get another Bible?
Mark 12:31, it's love your neighbour as you love yourself. So basically people were asking Jesus, what is the greatest commandment? What's the first commandment?
The first commandment greatest. Is the greatest. Oh, do you want me to tell you what
the,
you said?
The greatest commandment. Do you remember?
Well, I thought it was this one.
No. Love.
Maybe you should go and love yourself.
Love the...
Oh, God.
God. So the first one is love God.
Yeah, I always... Because the verse kind of attaches it as one sentence. I just thought it was one.
No, so the greatest of these, Jesus says, is love God. And in church, in Icon Church, we say love God. Love people. Was it that?
We'd say one world, one people. That's what they say in Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Okay. Yeah, so it basically says love God. And then the second one, which is what I want to highlight again, is love your neighbour as you love yourself. Nowadays, we focus on the how we need to love ourselves, but also don't forget to love the neighbour.
You missed a bit. And
no, because this is all muddled up. It's all in the same thing.
No. You missed a bit on that line.
Oh, yeah. Ben wanted to shout out my neighbour, Alison.
Love you, Alison. See, we loved our neighbour.
I don't think She's not old, but...
It doesn't matter. You've got to love your neighbour, even if they're old. Love your Alison.
Do you love your neighbour?
No.
You're going to learn to love your neighbour.
Not that one.
Because, Ben, to love someone...
Yes.
Doesn't mean you have to be friends with him.
I know.
Because what is love?
Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
What is love?
No more. Love. What is love?
Love is a... It's like I'm doing a goose
action.
Session.
It's an action. That's what you want me to say. Yeah. I'm just, you know, I'm having fun over here.
It is like talking with a geek. It's like, so, what happened next?
What happened next? Tell me.
So basically, on this bit, I want to just...
Jesus came back. That's
Do you
want to
talk about this bit?
Which bit?
About love.
That's my notes. We still print on paper. People of the past. That's what they call us. Where, Rachel? Love is an action. Love the people, don't be friends with the people, is what I wrote.
You can be friends with people.
You can be friends with people, but to love someone, it doesn't necessarily mean that you like them.
Yes.
Because, you know, people can peeve you, mm-hmm. and also it's, as a separate little topic, sometimes it's good to get away from certain people.
Yes. To love can sometimes mean to...
I think a lot of love means to forgive sacrifice. And forget a lot of things. Yes, but it also means to forgive and forget a lot of things.
Yes, especially in a relationship.
No, not in a relationship. Watch your back, man. I'm taking lists, and I'm checking it twice. We'll stop watching your back, because you've head so far away from the mic that no one would have heard you say, I'm watching my back.
Yeah, so I think with this bit, it's just... love.
Yeah, just love.
Like, I think another way to love is to forgive.
And forget.
Forget.
Sometimes.
I think there's a difference between, as well, forgetting and hurting.
Yes. Because forgetting means to not live with it every day. And not constantly be like, can't believe that person punched me in the face. Whereas hurting means they betrayed my trust. And they need to build it up. And I need to... rebuild my walls.
You mean you're gonna get hurt in life, but also just for, if it's a little thing, especially just forget. Hands up, hold my hands up. I am rubbish at forgetting. I'm great at bringing stuff up.
Everybody in love, can't put your hands up if you're in love. Can't put your hands up.
Right, stop.
Everybody in love, put your hands up. But Rachel, every minute's like an hour. Every hour's like a day. Every day feels like forever. But what else am I gonna do? I wait forever and a day for you. I wait up, I can't
This has been Why Not the Podcast. See you next week.
What else can it be?
Ben, stop it. I'm going to get angry at you.
It's about loving people.
Stop, because if I was doing that, you would have shouted at me.
It's relevant to the podcast.
You've lost my track now.
You were saying, you hold your hands up, you have a hard time forgetting, and often you bring things up.
Yes, but that's bad, so don't
do that. It is bad.
Mm-hmm. And, forgive!
We're great at podcasting.
You've proper been distracting me, that's why.
It's a good song, it's JLS, they're coming back.
Next point is, God doesn't need to forgive you, but he does. And this
but
is relevant.
You should have said, I just realised.
And he still does.
Yeah, but he does means God doesn't need to forgive you, but he does that. But he did. Because he did. It's all the same.
Why wait?
Time's an illusion. I didn't know what you said.
Why wait?
Because you know what they say, Rachel. Why not the podcast can? Why not the podcast will? Why wait? You people listening probably won't get this, but we do, and it's hilarious. So, yeah.
I love you, we forgive.
Yeah, God doesn't need to forgive you, but he did forgive you, he will forgive you, he is currently forgiving you.
He will not wait.
He's out of time.
Yes.
Because time is but an illusion that we created to explain change over any given period. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever let yourself think about how time doesn't exist?
I'm gonna cry.
It doesn't, though. Because we made it, and we're not God.
God doesn't need to forgive you, okay? And I think we need to take that and apply it to our own lives, is we don't need to forgive others. But it's good for you to do.
Yes.
This podcast is going to be so bad.
No, it won't. It's a great podcast.
So, Ben, how do we forgive?
How do we forgive?
Some top tips.
Top tip number one. I wrote in my notes, queer eye bin. Do you want me to explain it, or shall I leave it as queer eye bin?
Whatever you want.
Okay, so basically, I was watching Queer Eye once, and they did this thing about forgiving, where it was, she had to forgive her brother, or the brother had to forgive the sister or the mum. I can't remember. They had to forgive someone, right? And Karamo, I love Karamo. Do you like Karamo?
Yes.
Who's your favourite Queer Eye?
The fashion one.
Tan.
Yeah.
I like Tan. Tan's really good. Tan. Good guy, English.
Mm-hmm.
And Pakistani. He's English-Pakistani. But he lives in America. that wasn't like a... Like, I feel like that might
Ben, have Ben, get across, back on track.
But that might have come across as like a sexy purr and it wasn't meant to. It was a grrr.
So, Ben wants to be part of the Queer Eye.
Yeah. I wrote a Queer Eye bin because she had to, or he had to, forgive someone. And they were like, write their name on paper and write why you need to forgive them. They wrote it down and Karamo took it. He's like, I'm going to read it. And this person, they wanted to read it. He was like, bleh. And then he threw it in the bin. And he was like, you got to forgive them. Got to let it go. Because you only need the light when it's burning low. And you only know you love
it. Oh, my days.
I'm sorry.
I know why it's annoying now.
You put it in the bin. And it's like a physical action of writing it down, putting it in the bin, throwing it away. Because often it's hard to visualise that stuff of throwing it away in your mind. But it's very easy to practically do it.
Yeah.
And it's if you really pour into, I'm putting it in a note and I'm binning it because I don't want it around anymore. Then it's that symbolic gesture that it could help you. It might not, but it could.
You buzz.
Yeah, I know, it was Gmail.
Next one is... pray. So one of our youth leaders at our church, called Joel.
Oh, I had a song for this one as well.
He said something on the lines of, if you're not a fan of someone, pray for him, and then if you're praying for someone, you can't dislike someone.
I should point out, when you suddenly heard Rach sound angrier, she was speaking louder so the mic will pick her up.
So if you pray for someone, it's so true. You can't dislike them.
Yes.
So I think if you're struggling with forgiveness, pray that you will be able to forgive, and also pray what you think is good aspects of that person.
Yeah, and also if you know things that are going on in their life.
Yeah, yeah.
Pray that can turn out well.
A lot of time I pray, if someone's hurt me, I always think, what was going on in their life? So I pray over that, and I might not even know what it is, but I just pray that they're okay.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Next one is, maybe this works for you. This is a very, I think this is probably maybe if you're close with that person. Like me and you, if you've done something and it's annoyed me.
Yeah.
I go up to you, but I forgive you. It's okay, let's move on.
But it wouldn't work if I went and did it to you, because you'd be like, what do you need to forgive me for? You always have to be right, Ben, and then you'd hit me. Rachel doesn't hit me. But she would if I ever went up to her and said, I forgive you, when she thinks she did nothing. I'm kidding. We love each other.
So you go tell the person if they've hurt you and just be like, I forgive you. Or even, don't say the words, you forgive them. Just be like, do you want to go and get a coffee?
What kind of person goes and gets a coffee?
A tea.
What kind of person is that? Socially distance. You don't go places with people.
When COVID's over.
Yeah. So if someone's annoyed you, wait until next year.
I think, rounding this all up, I think the main thing I wanted to get across was, like, no matter what you've done or who's hurt you or how you are today, you are forgiven. And I think the cool thing with Easter is just reminding yourself of what actually happened, like what Jesus did and what God gave up for us. And I think
what do you
think? I've forgotten. I don't think no more.
Is that this bit wrapped up?
No. Oh, this is not making any sense. Okay, let's start again. So, the main thing I want to get away, to make sure you get from this, is that you are forgiven no matter who you are. And I feel like churches really brush over it because it's become a normal thing. It's become the norm. But it's such an powerful thing that happened for us. And no matter what we've done, we are forgiven. And how we need to take that into our lives and forgive others.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, our Saviour.
If you can hear that foot in, it's my sister, and you know where she is.
Master of discretion moving about this house.
She could be a spy.
She is a ninja in training.
We love you, Ellie.
Maybe she actually is a
ninja. We forgive you.
Maybe she really is a ninja, though, and that thudding wasn't your sister moving about. It was a distraction technique, and she's in the room. She's not in the room. The door didn't open. She can't slide under doors. No one can do that except for Ant-Man.
Anyway, hard topic has ended for today.
That's not the theme tune.
I've forgotten it.
You're definitely going to have to listen to this podcast back.
Now we're going to go on to the game after this music.
What music?
This music.
This music.
Ben, it's time for the game.
What game?
It's guess that. No, wait. What's that? Who's that?
Who's that girl?
Who's that sound? It's
Jess.
We don't know what the sound is yet.
That's the new girl theme. People aren't going to realise that that's the new girl theme.
No, new girl reminds me of summer because I watched it in summer.
Yeah, that's like me in Community. It makes me feel warm inside.
Like Gilmore Girls make me feel of winter.
Yes. Do you want to carry on the game? Are you waiting for me?
We don't explain the game, don't we?
Yeah.
Basically, we have recorded a sound in our house.
Multiple sounds,
and we just got to guess what the sound is.
Yeah. And we're going to play them into our mics and hope that you can hear them too. If not, you'll hear a little bit of silence and then we'll debate what a sound sounds like. I thought I'd start you off with a little bit of a tricky one, but also an easy one. It could be either, depends on who you are. I'm not sure who you are. So, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You probably, just for when you do it, for the technicality, you want to put it like next to this bit. Right, 3, 2, 1.
Space bar on your laptop.
You think it's the space bar on my laptop?
Yeah. No.
You sure?
That or the keypad.
What keypad?
The touchpad.
You think it's the space bar or the touchpad? Can you pick one, please? You saying touchpad?
Yeah.
It was the space.
Oh, damn it! Oh, I should have
for a fool.
I should have a point.
No. It's your turn.
Well, these are really hard. I don't think you're gonna get them.
I tried to go for easier ones.
I'm gonna say because I had two rooms.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna say which room it was from.
Right.
This was from the kitchen.
Is it a door? Is that your sound?
No.
Go on.
Shut up!
Is that you opening a drawer and closing it again?
No.
No. From the kitchen. I don't know what's in your kitchen. Cupboard?
Mm-mm.
Kettle?
Oh, why am I saying no?
Is it the kettle?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
No.
What was it?
It was the fridge.
The fridge. I forget you have a fridge. Because I didn't picture it in my mind.
Okay. That's a packet.
It's not a packet in there.
It's a packet. Wait, play again. It's packet, but there's no no packets.
Just pick something. Guess.
Oh! Play again.
This is the last time you get to hear it.
I have two things.
Go on.
Either that bottle over there, that's crunched.
Uh-huh.
Or crunching paper, but I think it's that bottle over
there. Crunching paper?
Like, scrunching paper.
Is that what you're going
with? Mm. Oh, I can't see what's down there! I cannot see.
Dad couldn't see the fridge! You don't need to be able to see it. It's from this room.
It was a good guess, though, weren't it? Alright, you ready? Ready? Yeah. This is easy.
And what room? It's the kitchen. I know that. Right, my two guesses. It sounds like a door.
Mm.
I'm saying it's either your back door or the oven door.
Okay, what are you going for?
I let you go for either then.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
I went the bottle.
Fine, your oven door.
No.
Is it the back door?
No.
What is it?
It's the microwave. I thought that would be so obvious.
I went with really distinct sounds, and you're like, I'm going to close everything, and you're going to have to guess what's closing.
You'll get the next one, you'll get the next one.
Okay. I'm going to give you a difficult one.
Again?
You get it three times, remember that.
Is it the dryer closing?
Is it the dryer closing? Is that your final guess?
Yeah.
No, I punched that plank of wood.
How am I gonna guess that?
There's very little to do in this room.
You're gonna get this one.
It's the Coke glasses.
Yeah. I told you you'd get that one. Let me play again.
Okay, right. I have three left. So
three? You said you got seven. Oh, no. Yeah.
Because we're not doing one of them.
We're doing taking it in.
Yeah. Right, I'm going to go with an easy one for you.
It's scraping the fork against the plate.
A bowl, but yeah.
I got that one right! You ready? Not going to get this one.
Is that your bin?
No. You got one more last play.
Well, I didn't ask for a second play. Okay. You chose to play it. Well, which room? Because you lied to me. You said I'm going to tell you every time. The living room?
Yeah.
Is it one of the drawers closing?
Is that a yes?
Yeah.
Do you want to play again?
No.
You sure?
Yeah. It's one of the drawers closing.
No.
What is it?
It's me punching the balloon.
Why did we both, for one of us, just punch something? Okay.
I don't know.
I'm going to give you a hard one. And it's a really hard one.
You're stirring your tea. Again. Did you wee?
Yep. No, that's
it's
not
liquid. Yeah. It's you swirling liquid.
Come on, guess it.
It's you swirling liquid.
That's what you think?
Yeah.
I picked up a J2O bottle and I went...
Swirling liquid. No. That's I get that point.
I tossed liquid around in a bottle.
This, no, I'm having that point.
You're not having that point. You didn't even guess it was a J2O bottle. I know that sound. That's you using the Roku on the TV.
The Roku, yeah.
It's the Roku.
That was easy.
And here's my final one. I want to play my final one. You're greedy. You're playing these sounds too many times.
You're actually flipping a switch.
Yeah. It was really fun. I had a good time doing it. Go on.
I don't know which one to go for.
You said you know which one you're not going to do. Is that in the kitchen?
Yeah.
So you lock it and unlock in the back door.
I have one more just for fun. Just for fun.
Are you outside?
Yeah.
That's against the rules. Are you closing the bin lid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel
you
like
literally were just like, I'm going to close and
there's nothing else to do. That, I feel like that game's been more entertaining for us apart from this. I've enjoyed that game. That was Ellie's game. Shout out to her.
Yes. Well, now, Rachel Hall, guess what time it is?
The outro.
It's the end of the show show.
Are we doing an end of a show show?
Yeah, with Gary Barlow, and he's going to sing Pray by Take That. All I do each night is pray, hoping that I'll be a part of you again someday. You don't take that song?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you and me, we can ride on the sun. If you stay by my side, we can rule the world. The stars are coming out. Okay. Thank you for listening to...
Why Not?
The podcast.
With your host...
I'm Rachel. I don't sound like that because I talk at a volume where people...
You sound like this. I'm Ben.
This is assault on my personality. Gary Barlow singles out. All I do each night is pray. Hoping that I'll be a part of you again someday. Say bye, Rachel.
Bye.
All I do each night is stay. And then I'm too close the door to keep my love within.